Talks.
This is Money Talks with Dr. Gene. That's me. Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Money Talks.
No one knows who you are.
Whatever.
They don't know your voice.
Yeah, whatever. It's because we were in sunny Coral Gables, which is different than Miami.
Correct.
Barely.
It's a different environment, man.
We came back. It's like burr chilly. It was 80.
It was 85.
Yeah, it was 80.
Oh, yeah, 80, 85. Every day morning, you get up and sit on the porch, it'd be 72 at like 6 or 7 in the morning.
Wow.
It was a tough life, Ted.
It was tough. Nice. It was tough.
Iguanas everywhere.
Iguanas everywhere. The place is overrun with iguanas.
Big ones, too. Not that little itty bitty iguanas. You walked up on the tee box, you're like, can I hit the ball? Or are you going to bite me?
Y'all think we're kidnapped. Anyhow, who was talking there? That's Bill Lako. A certified financial planner. Who else is that across the table?
Sweet tea.
Teddy Parrish.
Peaches.
CFA, and I'm Dr. Gene.
Proud.
And we're all glad you're here. And Bill and I were just rhapsodizing about the weather. We took a little break. Actually, Bill did some work down there.
Some.
I did none. None, zero, nada. No
work. And that differs
from
any day of the week, doctor?
It was my wife's birthday celebration. Anyhow, we had a great time. Highly recommended. We stayed at the Biltmore, which was really neat. Mm-hmm. And it was a good time. While we were gone.
You were right.
Wow.
Last week on the show, you said that the market would be flat. Well, that's approximately 3:15 on Thursday, today, it's up 0.08, or it's down 0.08%.
That's pretty flat.
It's pretty flat.
Can't call them any better than that, Ted.
Yeah.
That's all I can do. What can I say? Let's talk about some economics. You know, economics are going to be driving the market here for a while, because we've got please remember that the fiscal cliff is economics. I know there's politics involved with it. Mm-hmm. But it has a big differential in terms of the economic impact of either doing nothing or doing something. Pretty significant difference. But in the meantime, things have softened. You've got chain store sales were weak. You had wholesale trade inventories had climbed. And not just climb, but what's bad about it is, as a percentage of sales, they're 1.22 times sales, up 1.19. But they have been increasing over the period of time. The MBA mortgage applications, second week of robust refinancing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So people have not stopped from refinancing their houses. But there are more homes coming on the market, Teddy, foreclosures. Because there was that gap in there, and it had slowed way down, and now it's popped up.
But it's still more orderly than it was at the onset of this whole drama. I mean, so in other words, it's more controlled, even though they were higher this time around, this month, which is the first increase on an annual basis since 2010.
Right.
The banks still see it as being more orderly, and I think that's still healthy. In other words, they're still liquidating, but they're not yelling fire in a crowded theater anymore. So, anyway.
Oh, that's your story and you're sticking to it?
Yeah, also, we can talk about this with Matt Reeves when he comes on. Mm-hmm. HELOCs, home equity loans, are actually up. I read a piece today that they're up 30%. Year over year, and they're expected to go up another 20% next year. I guess that when you see
the banks haven't learned their lesson,
I guess not.
Well, one would think the valuations that are given today are probably more accurate. You still got to get an appraisal.
Yeah.
Did they mention anything in terms of what rates were on those at all?
No.
Cheap. I just did one.
Did you really?
I just did one.
Yeah. What were the rates?
It was 4%.
Yeah.
100% loan to value.
100%.
Wow. Now, that's the modified appraisal.
That's
from
Bill
08.
That's the Bill Lako.
Really? So it's still a lot lower today than it would have been had the, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I had not had the good fortune of buying your old house and remodeling it.
Yeah.
And walking into it and losing $1 bazillion.
Well, that's tough luck.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't the brightest to move.
No,
either,
you know.
Teddy was the only one who bought at the bottom of this market.
Yeah. Well, we don't know it's the bottom.
Not dead. I don't think it was right on bottom when I bought. I was fortunate to get in, the way I see it. And the Fed seems like they're going to throw everything, the kitchen sink and the wheels.
And they're talking
the car.
About that they did this thing in terms of you need 75,000 jobs a month to keep pace with population growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that the increase in jobs is going to take until 2015 to get to 6.5%. And they said they're going to keep rates to zero until unemployment gets to 6.5%.
Mm. Well,
how's that math work?
It doesn't work.
Okay, I was going to say 75,000 a month.
Yeah. That doesn't work.
That's not
don't
even
worry about it. Initial claims. Unemployment insurance fell 29,000.
That's been an encouraging sign, even though we mentioned last week that Sandy had something to do with the numbers being all over the
place.
Where
people can't get in to apply, or they would be even lower yet if Sandy hadn't taken place.
They would probably be less volatile.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. I think there were people who actually didn't report to work who didn't go in and actually
apply. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying producer price index, interesting. Prices have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
When they expected prices to go up.
Yep.
Retail sales basically flat without automotive.
Yep. And this cliff, the argument is these negotiations have really stunted the growth that we usually see at this time of the year. And I would agree. People are less.
Since the bottom, this was an interesting number, since the bottom of the recession to now, income for individuals has only risen 4.4%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a staggeringly low number over that period of time.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about almost 4 years now, 3.5 anyhow, from the bottom. So not too good. Interest rates, Ted, what did they do this week?
Interest rates were up a little, right? Let's see here. They were unchanged. 2 year was unchanged. The 5-year treasury rose 7 bips. The 10-year treasury jumped 14 basis points. 30-year was up about 16 basis points.
Who wrote this? Treasury yield soared more than 16 bips.
Well, that's a lot on 291.
291.
2.91.
And it's approaching 3%.
The Fed actually had an auction today, and they had to the rates had to go up a little higher for them to clear it. But Bill Gross says that basically what's happening now with this current statement is that the Fed's going to be lending 0%. I mean, they're basically the Treasury's buying the securities,
right?
And paying the interest. Well, the Fed, who issues the bonds? The Treasury, right?
Correct.
The Fed actually, it's buying the bonds.
I'm not going to help.
I'm buying the bonds.
I'm not throwing a lifeline to
them. The Treasury's issuing the bonds. The Fed's buying them and paying the interest back to the Fed. So it's a 0%. I mean,
they have a term for this.
Free.
They put people in jail for it.
Kiting. Ponzi scheme. Yes. And that's what Bill Gross was saying today.
Yeah,
sorry, I got mixed up.
They have a term for it. Oh, and the government doesn't. Yeah. It's not illegal.
Pretty interesting how this works.
It's called monetary policy.
Yeah.
And as Teddy mentioned, the stocks are basically flat over the period of time. There's not much going on here to drive the market. There's not a bunch of earnings coming out.
There were a few. CVS, which wasn't listed here, actually had good
earnings. Oh, yeah. CVS came out.
2% today.
They also had a big forecast for next year.
And you know what? You may see more companies go private. I mean, Best Buy's founder came out and said that he wants to take the company private. The stock was up 16%. What are you laughing at?
What's it up from a dollar to $1.16?
A little more than that. A little more than that.
You mean that showroom for Amazon?
Mm-hmm. And Costco had great numbers.
Yes, Costco is
stock was down on it though.
Yeah, consistently great numbers. They've raised their membership fees. $5 and $10 for corporate members, stuff like that. That's money that falls right to the bottom line, folks.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Riding along on this big old jet plane, I've been All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.